other brother is in Atlanta, and one sister in Savannah, and the other two sisters are near enough that they can visit. But there are these, the family would be one group, and then the friends that I have kept up with ever since my grammar school days and high school days would be another group. Mm-hmm. Even while I was teaching up in New York, I continued to come home during the summer, so I remained in touch with Augusta and Augusta people, with these friends, and then the neighborhood acquaintances would be a third mm-hmm. group. We got to know quite a few people in the Fox Springs Circle area. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I'd say the college friends, and then the wider community in Augusta that I've gotten to know through the Richmond County Historical Society and the other mm-hmm. social and historical organizations that I belong to.
What are some of the other organizations like that?
Well, the Friends of the Library, Richmond County Bicentennial Committee. I'm on the parish council, St. Mary's, my church parish council. And then I'm recently been appointed to the Governor's Heritage Trust Commission, which meets in Atlanta. And then this year I happen to be president of the Georgia Association of Historians, which is a statewide group of historians. And there might be some other group that I forgot. Mm-hmm. So that,
okay.
Historic Augusta.
Okay. What about the neighborhood where you grew up? That wasn't on Fox Springs Circle. That was...
Well, it was within shouting distance of it, actually. A friend of mine, Billy Barrett, who's now going to be my neighbor again, lived in that general vicinity. He lived on the other side of the woods, if you recall, the woods behind the house that I lived in on Fox Springs. All of those woods back there belonged to Billy's father, and Billy and I used to play around in that area, and we used to go on walks up Walton Way as far as Judge Hammond's property up beyond Lake Almond. Mm-hmm. So I did associate my growing up with where I lived, but my folks lived within almost all of my life, within walking distance of St. Mary's Church. Mm. On Montesano. We lived on Raymond Avenue, which isn't too far away. We lived on Craig Street. And then most of my growing up years, we lived on Glen Avenue, which is just one block away from Montesano. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and now my folks live on Whitney Street, which is just down a little bit. So they've moved somewhat, but they've always moved within that same area.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Yeah. What about travel? Have you lived in New York? Where else have you lived?
I lived in 3 years I lived in Miami, Florida. Hmm. And then other than that, I studied for 6 months in Switzerland, and I spent about 6 months on and off in Rome at a series of conventions in Rome. Mm-hmm. But in both of those visits to Switzerland and to Rome, I had ample opportunity to travel around Europe mm-hmm. pretty mm-hmm. extensively.
So you've been pretty much all over Europe?
Yeah, I would say, right, I would say that, right, I, like a tourist would.
Yeah. You ever been to Ireland?
Yes, I went through Ireland. My ancestors are all from there. And I'm from
really?
Spiritually kin to Ireland. Everybody looked like a relative.
Yeah.
I went there.